Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 332. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. It's going to be a good show tonight. I'm feeling it. On the request of one of our listeners mentioned something, and that sparked the idea in one of our co-hosts, Eric Ardini, right? Is that how it went down, Eric?
Did what?
Well, we're going to be doing a show today about essential applications. It was a podcast you were listening to. That's right.
Yeah, there's a podcast. A podcast that I was listening to. The host just switched from an iPhone 6 Plus to a OnePlus One, and he's kind of asking his listeners for app suggestions. And I'm like, wow, man, I might be able to help him out with this. So just thought maybe we could do an essential apps of what we put on our phones immediately, and then he can go back through our spreadsheet and see the other 3,000 that we also talked about. If you want to listen back to some of our shows, which I don't know if he's heard our show yet, but welcome to Android.
So these are the keeper apps. These are the apps that we put on no matter what.
The
crucial ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some of them come and go over time, but these are the ones that, and a lot of these are going to be pretty old. And some of these, if you're a longtime listener, you've probably heard 3 or 4 times mentioned, you know, on the show before. We're sorry for that, but you know, there's so many new Android users every day. Somebody's going to get some use out of this, I believe.
Yeah, I think everybody will get something out of it. Also joining us, door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Holla at ya there, Mr. Shups, Mr. Cherubino. How you doing down there in Floridia?
I'm doing amazing.
Amazing. Still perfect weather?
Yep, and I just came from the nicest McDonald's on the planet.
That's very good. I just came from upstairs where I ate a pot roast. Well, not the whole thing, of course, but, you know.
That sounds good, though.
It does.
It's better than McDonald's. Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of pot roasts, actually, this has nothing to do with that at all.
It's a great segue.
It's a great segue into something completely disrelated. I have a quick announcement. I actually need the help of the listeners on this one. Who says this? I really did it this time. Isn't that a famous quote? Well, I really did
this
time.
That?
Who is it?
That's Steven Urkel.
Oh.
I don't know.
Anyway, I was helping somebody set up their Amazon account and sell Amazon products. This person enlisted my help they had a product and they wanted to sell it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll help you. So I got into their Amazon account and was like sorting things out and setting up Amazon ads and different things. And I actually went into their inventory. And I saw a product that looked old to me because it was inactive and not being used anymore. And I deleted it. I'm like, let's clean this inventory up. We're not using that anymore. Turns out all the reviews for her current product were attached to that old one. And she lost 22 positive reviews. It's not 100% that I caused this, but I'm like 90% sure that I did. I now have to, I feel it's my responsibility to like, get these back for her. And I'm asking you guys, I don't ask for much, but I'm asking you guys to help me with this. The product is for this, it's called bentonite clay. It's a clay that if you're a woman, usually you put on your face and it like cleans your pores and helps clean your skin and makes your skin natural and glowy and fresh. And Cleopatra supposedly used it to keep her skin all great. And the Aztec Indians use it to like handle skin diseases. But it's just this clay that supposedly has these properties and it's supposed to be really good for your skin. Anyway, that's the product she's selling. I was helping her do it, and I butchered up her account. I'm asking everybody who would like to help me get her reviews back to buy this product if you can. It's if you go to podnuts.com/help Steve. That's podnuts.com/help Steve. It'll take you right to the product. It's called Cleopatra's Secret. It's a good quality item. All I ask is, please help me, guys. I feel really bad about this, and I don't want to ruin her account. And if anybody wants to help me out, please go there and buy the product. And if you like it, leave a positive review on the product. And I'll feel like my job was done, and I made up the damage I did. So check it out. We're on like a couple hundred shows here, and we don't have sponsors and ads and things that are screwing up your listening experience. So I'm asking for a favor on this one. That's all I got to say about that, and thanks to anybody who does actually help me out on that. All right, let's get into the essential apps for this show. Let's start with Eric.
Okay.
What app do you want to bring, sir?
I'm going to try some of this bentonite. I'm not going to try it, but I'm going to buy it for my family because we've got the gene pool from my wife, and they tend to have skin problems. So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're going to try that in the house and see how it goes.
Thanks, man. Thank
you. You're welcome. And, yeah, I never knew about this product, and that lady, whoever she is, should thank you for, I've never heard of such a thing. So I'll even bring a review back to the show too, to tell.
Dude, you rock.
Okay. She just sold one.
Thank you.
And I also want to say that, the person, can I mention his, podcast that I was listening to when he was
watching? Sure, man.
Okay. So it's the Nobody Likes Onions show. And the guy's name is Patrick Melton, and he's a comedian. So, not safe for work or families. Okay. That's it. My first essential app would be, it's called C-Pro Craigslist Free Client. Anybody who used Craigslist, this is the app that you want to use with it. If you're selling or buying, it helps you do both. You can post right from your phone really easily. You can search your local areas. You can save searches. You can get notified when a certain item that you're looking for comes up for sale anywhere around you on Craigslist.
I downloaded this a couple days ago.
What's that?
I just downloaded this like last week.
Did you?
Yeah. Huh,
nice. Yeah, it is definitely, I don't even know if I used a different, I think I did originally. I did use a different Craigslist app, and this one used to be called something different, I think, a long time ago. But it's by Escargo Studios, and they've been around. They've been supporting us. I mean, it looks like it's just was updated today. So they've really been keeping up the good work on this one.
I do want to say that what they do with this app is things I've wanted in Craigslist since 2005, and I'm not kidding. Like, these features of like being notified on an item is brilliant.
Yeah, I think it used to be illegal to even search across multiple locations. Before, and this app has been doing this forever, and it makes it so handy, especially if you're looking for something, you know, outside of your area and you're willing to drive like 100 miles or something. You could put a couple more areas around.
Yeah, it's a really good point. There was only like one site that did it, and the Craigslist guy was on him so hard. I remember.
I think John C. Dvorak's son was doing that for a while. He got shut down
by Craig himself. Probably
it could be. Yeah, I don't buy a lot of stuff on there, but I bought an oboe for my son off of this. I think I got that drum set. Remember that drum set I had for a while? I got that and a toolbox for my truck.
Does your son play the oboe?
Yes.
Can you get him off of that and get him onto like some Skrillex type stuff and like some actual MIDI controller instruments and software? And yeah, get him off them.
I've got the setup right here. They do not want it. Yeah. You know what I'm actually looking for? I'll throw this out there. I need to find a Barry saxophone. If anybody's got one of them sitting around.
Baritone?
Yep. A baritone sax. Let me know.
Okay.
My daughter's a good sax player, and she's already got an alto and a tenor, but she really likes the Barry the best, and she's been using the school's one. I'm looking for that. And that's one of my searches on Craigslist Pro, but there's not too many of them around.
Wow. I never looked for one, so I wouldn't know, but. Hey, good luck. Good luck. Cool, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Dor, what happened? Were you gone?
Internet go boom.
Oh. All right. Well, good to have you back now. Perfect timing. What do you got for essential app?
Okay. I'm going to go out there and say, okay, first and foremost, because OnePlus One. I'm now firmly in the camp of I never want to buy any device ever sold in a U.S. store again because it comes with certain restrictions, certain things tightened down like with a torque wrench, and unless you have the proper tool, you ain't never getting it off kind of thing. And with the OnePlus One, it's super, super ridiculously easy to root. So the first thing I'm going to mention out there is the all-encompassing, all-in-one tool that will allow you to do nearly anything you could have wanted on your old Apple device but couldn't do, and that is Exposed Installer. This is the quote-unquote gateway to really crazy, super powerful root applications.
That's it.
That's the first app. Yeah, that's to me is a very essential app for someone to differentiate the Apple universe to the Android universe. I'm going to say is exposed.
Now, nothing. No, not. I didn't mean it like that's a weak app. I just thought you were going to elaborate a little bit more on it. I've not used Exposed yet because I haven't rooted, but it seems super powerful. Every time you guys talk about it, I'm like, oh, I want that. I want that too. And my question is it easy to use?
Yes. Once you have your phone rooted, basically you download this APK file from the Exposed website, you click install, it then asks you to reboot your phone. And then during the reboot process, it basically inserts itself into the system where it needs to go. After that, think of it as its own Google Play type store where you can browse modules that you can download and install. There are many of those modules that are also in the Google Play store. So if you just search for Exposed, X-P-O-S-E-D, in the Google Play, you'll see plenty of the modules that you can also download right there. It's the same exact process, whether you download them from Exposed or from the store.
Huh.
The only difficulty thing is once you install it, sometimes you don't know where to go to manage the app or configure it, because sometimes they're just one little blips of code that changes like your home settings menu. So there's no app for it. It's just a change to the OS.
I see.
I got to say, when I got the Lollipop on this Nexus 7, I was really bummed to see that Exposed was not available for that yet.
Oh, the Pop breaks everything.
The Pop really breaks this tablet. And I tell you, some people have said, well, that Nexus 7 has been slow for a while, so it's not just the Pop. Well, that's good to know now.
Yeah, if you want to believe them.
If you want to, yes.
Cool, man. Exposed. Yeah, it seems like a solid thing to do these days. I'm going to bring like three real quick. And if you guys want to do that next round, we could do it. First of all, Voxer is, I cannot live without type app. The key with Voxer is you have to have other people using it. Otherwise, it's completely useless. But, you know, I got Dor, Eric, Sean, a couple other friends on it, and we just use it all the time, every day. So, it's the perfect way to communicate because it caters to your mood. If you don't want to say something, like speak, for whatever reason, you just use text. If you don't want to type it because you want to say something, you say it. If you want to send a picture, you send a picture. It does everything, and it's like non-intrusive. It beeps one time. It doesn't ring, and then ring, and then ring. And you got to, you know, search for the down button volume because you're in the middle of a public place, and you don't want to be the guy whose phone's ringing really loud. Like, it's perfect. Love Voxer. Netflix, gotta have it. It's just one of those things you gotta have. Somebody who just got an Android phone upgraded from a flip phone. He just got a G3. He saw Netflix on my phone. He's like, why do you have Netflix on your phone? What, are you going to watch a whole movie on your phone? And I'm like, yeah. And I say, I said, you will too. And I will back that up. He will eventually. And quick little one, flashlight. It's actually called, the exact one I have is Super Bright LED Flashlight. You got to have a flashlight app on your phone. It's the perfect flashlight. You could adjust brightness. You can make it strobe, anything. Anyway, mine's the one I use is from Serpax Technology. Super Bright LED Flashlight. No, Super Dash Bright LED Flashlight. It works good. I think they throw an ad up there every once in a while. And those are three, to me, essentials that are on my phone right now. Back to Eric.
Okay, this next
one. Unless you want to elaborate.
I think you covered those really well.
Okay.
I do know he has Torch on the OnePlus because it was turned on and he was having a hard time trying to turn it off, I think. Inbox by Gmail. This is a little controversial. I cannot live without it personally. Patrick was saying how he doesn't like the look of Gmail. It looked like Candy Crush to him on it for some reason. And this, I don't know, he may not like this, but I'm stuck on Inbox. Every time I look at a mail and it comes up Google or Gmail,
as opposed to a female.
Well, if Gmail opens on my device or on my computer for that matter, I just said go to inbox so I can see it that way. No, it's different, takes some getting used to, but it's a good way to keep your inbox clean. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, want to do like two, three real quick?
Okay, this is going to be crazy coming for me, but I have been converted. This is Dog Catcher Podcast Player. Yeah. I've always been a podcast addict, man.
Yeah, what happened?
A few weeks ago, Amazon put the Dog Catcher up for free. I'm like, well, all right, I guess I'll do it now. It's free. How can I not? You know, I'm liking it. I really do enjoy Dog Catcher. DoggCatcher Podcast Player.
That's what I use.
Do you?
Yep. 4 out of 5 podcast play users recommend it.
Dor, what are you using these days?
I'll say I really do like Dog Catcher, but I'm still using Podcast Addict. And here's really the only reason why. My podcast needs are not like everyone else's podcast needs. I need speed up. I need speed up bad. I need speed up to be solid because I'm over 2 now. I'm at like 2.4, 2.5. Pocket Cast and every other app I tried basically crumbled when I put it up that fast. Dog Catcher kind of hung, but there was once in a while issues with OGG files on Dog Catcher. So I switched over to Podcast Addict, and I don't have a reason to switch right now, but I know if I were to switch, the very next one I would try is Dog Catcher, because to me that's the old faithful one. It's been around forever. It has every feature you can possibly imagine. You might have to dig to find it, but it does everything you can possibly think of.
It's constantly being updated too.
Yeah, they're not getting, you know, resting on their laurels is the word, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. My next one, this is a music app. It's called Songza. Now, Songza was kind of the original of making these really nice playlists of their kind of own radio stations related to sorted by genres. Everyone else has now joined the bandwagon. So like Amazon, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get the Amazon Music app, and that pretty much does the exact same thing as Songza, only I think it even has more songs on it. Amazon Prime Music's pretty good if you are already a Prime member. It's definitely a value add to that $100 a year service, along with the Amazon Prime Video and their free app of the day. You know, those are three things. I don't know. I'm kind of sold on Amazon. You know, they're kind of sneaky though with the Prime membership, because I was, you know, now that I sold my business, I wasn't going to actually go with the Prime again. And then they said, we just charged your card. Go, you know, you got Prime for another year. I'm like, I don't know if I want it. Well, yeah, I'm gonna.
I'm telling you, that is the most successful action, and I think one of the best ideas ever is to charge once a year. I always forget to cancel, and now I'm in apathy about it. I'm like, I'll never cancel, like, because I feel like I always forget, but I use it all the time. So at least for watching movies,
yeah. I'm not using the 2-day shipping, and you know, a lot of times what I'm doing is I'm taking the 4-day shipping and getting the $1 credit for video and digital purchases.
Really? I didn't know they did that.
Oh yeah, a lot of times you can opt out of the 2-day shipping, have it ship slower, but then they'll give you $1 credit for Amazon Video rentals and purchases.
Interesting.
I didn't know about that either.
Huh. Well, you know what? It just had it. I just took one up on your product, podnuts.com/helpsteve. It gave me that option just then. And I did take them up on it.
Nice. Now, can you get Amazon Video on demand on your phone? I didn't know I could do that, actually. Is that new? I can't watch Prime movies on my phone, I don't think.
You have to download Firefox and download the Flash plugin separately in order to do that.
Ah, I get it.
Yeah, I probably just use that with my Fire Stick, mostly, the video part.
I still use it on my original Roku.
If you have a Fire Stick, that's another app that goes with Amazon.
Yeah, very cool.
Steve won't use this one, though. This is Weatherbug. It's been around for a long time. It was a horrible PC app. Still my favorite weather app for a phone, though.
I got it. Scowling.
You just lost so much respect out of all the listeners by saying that.
Who would have ever thought, you know, who would have ever thought Ask Jeeves would be the number one search engine? But no, Weatherbug was really crappy on a PC, but I got the pro version a long time ago, and I never get any ads on this one, so I keep going with it. Huh. And my final essential app for a new Android user is Zedge. And Zedge, if you don't know, if you've never heard of it, Zedge is where all your friends are getting those really cool ringtones and awesome backgrounds for their phones and, you know, home screens.
It's free.
It's free. And all the stuff on there is free.
Well, when you install it, you usually have to see a full page ad or something, but it's worth it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a ringtone off of there, and I might have got a wallpaper off of there.
Yes, what ringtone did you get? Anything good?
Oh, dude, it's the simplest ring ever. I'll play it for you. It's I'm so sick of song ringtones, and it was based off of that app Doorbra last show where it was just called, like, Tones, like, yeah. Where mm-hmm. It's like, are you guys sick of having songs and stupid things playing? Let's get back to Tones. And
you know who's got the best notification is eBay. You know that you just bought something when you hear it, or you didn't. You know, when you get an eBay notification, it's like, diddling. It's almost like a game show kind of sound.
Really? They have the best one when you best notification when you sell something, too. It goes cha-ching.
Yeah, you can see which side of the fence I'm on there.
Here's my ringtone.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And that's the period of time between each one. It is the most unintrusive, soothing ringtone ever. Just lets me know something's going on. That's all I want.
Oh, so, I think Paul did. Let's see. Paul in the chat room just gave me a link to the Amazon Prime Video app.
Oh, sweet. I see. I never used to have the Amazon store download. That's why. It's not in Google Play, probably.
True.
Thank you, Paul. I will use this. I will definitely use this.
Yeah, you do want the Amazon App Store. You've got to kind of jump through a little hoops to get it installed on your Android device, but you get a free paid app every day. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to install the APK manually or something, download it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, dude. All right. You got a couple more, Door? And you don't have to. That doesn't have to be the emptying of your tank, Eric. We can come back and do more if we have time.
Okay.
You got a few more, Door?
Yeah, yeah. The couple I'm going to bring up, again, to me, are differentiators on the platform. The first one is Google Goggles. The main reason you have to have this is not to run it. You never run it. You basically open it up once, and you say, yes, scan my pictures. And what that does is, anytime you take a picture of anything, it's going to try to do a background Google Goggles search. So if you take a picture of a product or logo, Google Goggles will in like a second pop up in your notification and say, I see you just took a picture of beef jerky. Would you like to know where to buy this beef jerky at? Or, you know, something like that. or addresses. It will basically allow you in one click to basically navigate to someplace that you take a picture of. Or with logos, if you take a picture of like a shoe, it might prompt you to go to Nike.com or Adidas.
And it doesn't bother you? Like,
no.
This type of thing isn't like bothersome, meaning like intrusive.
How is it prompting you? Is it through a notification at the top or something, or just?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just at the very top of your screen, you just get a one line notification, like a normal notification. And that's only if it's distinctly recognized. So if I just take a picture of like a stupid USB key, nothing will come up. But if my picture has a logo in it to a company, or it has a street address, you know, like centered in on it or something like that, then it will prompt me. I will say it did shock me once in a while when it popped up. Like, we were in the Halloween store and I said to my wife, I gotta show her a picture of this. And it was the Christmas Story leg lamp costume. You dress up and you were the leg lamp. And I took a picture of it, and a half a second later, Google Goggles said, you can buy this. And the address it told me was where I was at.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
So I thought that was pretty awesome. So to me, it's a must install. The second one that I'll say is a must install is just for the wow factor. This to me is one of the most simplistic yet enjoyable and entertaining and quickest ways to show off any Android device, and that is Google Sky Map. I'm literally like infatuated. I always have this installed. We were driving home last week, and it was just turning dark, and off in the sky there's a dot, and my son says, "Is that a plane? Is that a plane?" And my wife says, "No, I'm pretty sure it's Mars. It's supposed to be visible tonight, blah 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 blah." And I said, "Really? Is that what you think it is?" And she said, "Yeah. What do you think it is?" I said, "I have no idea. I'm blind. I can barely see it." So then I handed her Google Sky Map. I just clicked it and I just handed it to her and said, "Point my phone at it." And she pointed and she said, "Huh, it's Jupiter. That's pretty cool." And I was like, "Yes, yes, it is."
Did you know it was Jupiter?
Hell no, I didn't know it was Jupiter.
I heard girls go to Jupiter.
I don't know. But there's a whole bunch of layers you can turn on and turn off with Google Sky Map. So you can say, only show me constellations, only show me planets, only show me like comets, like anomalies, take off the horizon line, all kinds of things like that. So to me, that's a super fun app to have when you're out in the night sky kind of thing.
That's very workable.
Very. Next one to me, you have to have, just because who doesn't like having more than one phone number on their phone? And that is Hangouts Dialer Dash Call Phones. This is a Google addition to Google Hangouts that will allow you to dial phone numbers and also help you to turn on the functionality to receive phone calls into your phone that are not your phone number, but they're your Google voice number, basically. Oops. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give this, and because I can easily go in and say, "Don't even ring my phone." And then next week I give the phone number to somebody who I expect to hear from in a day or two. I go in and turn the ringer on. And then for a couple of days I have it on, and then I go turn it back off. Because if they didn't call me now, you're going to voicemail. so I love it. And if you have more than one Google account, you can have more than one phone number. Right now I have 4 phone numbers on my phone. And I like it.
Jeez, man.
This is now for website owners or people who admin basically like single websites or single hosting instances. And this is Control Panel for cPanel by 2312 Development. This is a nice, simplified cPanel interface to your website to where you can easily on your Android device create email accounts, create FTP accounts, create email forwarding accounts.
That's awesome. I love cPanel. If you have a website, cPanel is awesome.
And it's one of those things, no matter where you go, you're probably going to run cPanel. If not, you're going to run zPanel. And technically, I think this can work with zPanel, but
GoDaddy uses cPanel now even.
There you go. So I love having this tool in my hip belt at any point in time. The last one I'll bring this round is, if you have a modern Android device, like a OnePlus One, you can have NFC enabled on your device. You can then have Google Wallet. You can have Google Wallet tied to credit cards, debit cards, bank accounts, whatever. So using this app called MasterCard PayPass Locator, this will tell you basically every place that supports this NFC swiping technology, because it's the same as MasterCard PayPass. So every place that pops up in this map telling you that you can use the MasterCard PayPass, you can also use your NFC Google Wallet on your Android device.
Wow.
So you just link your regular debit card or credit card to this?
You can, yes. Me, no. I like the idea of buffers. So I have my PayPal credit card linked to this. So even if something happens, they're never going to hit my real bank account. They're never going to hit my real credit cards. They're just going to hit my PayPal account.
Okay. Well, I've got the Google credit card, you know, the physical little card that looks like a debit card. Yeah. And I've never really figured out how to use that because it seems like I need to somehow put money onto it.
Yes.
I don't know how to exactly add money to it easily.
Just wait for Kevin McLaughlin to give you a Christmas present.
That's exactly when the card gets money on it. You're right.
No. If you put Google Wallet on your Android device, then from there you can transfer money into that account. And your Google Wallet account, basically that credit card is just the physical representation of that NFC chip in your phone. That NFC chip in your phone is exactly like that Google credit card, which I also have.
I don't have that.
So you don't use it though much, that thing?
Oh, what I do is when I go someplace that on the internet that is not completely unbiasedly trusted like Amazon. And I go there and I say, okay, time to pull out the Google credit card. And I put, you know, just the amount of money I need on it. And then I use that at that website.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you just, okay, I gotcha. I still, I just got to find out a way to just throw some money into it and leave it there for things like that. Perfect example.
Yeah. Cool door. Good apps.
I've got one more that I didn't bring up and I didn't know if Dor was going to bring. And this is, I'm a newbie to this, but LastPass, if you're using LastPass, if you're not using LastPass, you should be. It makes everything so much easier to, even if you would rather not have all of your passwords written on that piece of paper or taped to the bottom of your keyboard, this is just a good place to, just for that little bit alone, to just be able to see what your passwords are yourself whenever you want to is one good thing. But to automatically log into everywhere you go without ever having to remember one ever again, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, and don't get the wrong idea. It's not like they're using the same one for all your sites. If you pick the ones they suggest, they're complex.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to remember one, your main master one. Now, let me ask you guys this, because I have it on my phone. And, you know, when it goes to launch itself, it asks for my master password. And I've had it ask for my master password multiple times while I'm using my phone. I'm willing to be more unsecure and have it save my master password. Can it do that?
You can set the timeout longer. No matter what, when you reboot your phone, you're going to have to enter it in again.
Okay.
I would have to say that's a plus of the Note 4 because it asks for my finger swipe. And that's all I have to do is swipe my finger on the fingerprint reader, and then it logs me in to on my LastPass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is a good benefit.
No, you say that's a plus. I say it's a severe minus because it's immensely more insecure than a password.
Because
a
fingerprint, cut my finger off, I guess.
No, a fingerprint is not a password. A fingerprint is a user ID. Just saying.
Okay, it's a user ID that logs me into LastPass, so I don't have to type it in.
I'd rather do that than type right. in my master password every time.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be as excited. Well, maybe I wouldn't like LastPass as much if I didn't get that option.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Because I had it on my phone, and I didn't bring it because of that reason. No, actually, I love LastPass on my computer, but I haven't tweaked it enough on my phone yet, that's all. And it warns me if I want to do it my way, it's like, yo, you could do that, but it's really unsecure, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm like, I've seen that come up before.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was just gonna say that Todd in the chat room says that he has frustrations with LastPass not filling his app logins. I did have that problem too.
No, that's a setting. That's a setting. Right, you have to open up your LastPass and change it because there's two types of timeouts. There's timeouts to not ask you for a password again. Then there's a timeout to drop out of memory.
Yeah, I went through that too, and it works great now.
Three quick more ones for me. Skype, because I use it for business, and it's like having another phone number on my phone, like Dor said. Plus, if I want to talk to my dad, oh gosh, he's still using a Philadelphia phone number, but he lives in Florida, which I think causes major lag. I think because it just the way the phone system's set up, like he's got a 484 number. I call him from my number. I have a feeling it bounces from Philly to Florida to Philly and back because there's such huge lag. With Skype, it's just crystal clear. No lag. It's like the next generation of just talking to people. So I love Skype. And then other thing for business, PayPal here and Square. Two apps that allow you to accept credit cards on your phone, whether you have the reader or not. And I've been using them for my freelancing work, making a lot of money through them, and they both work great. So those are some essentials for business. Anybody have any more essential apps for this show?
Yeah, I'll bring out one more, and this is a hardcore root application. Servers Ultimate. Servers Ultimate, really, the main reason I ask people to download it is to just look at it. Open it up and just look at it. Then you can uninstall it. Because you have to have root to really take advantage of the app, basically. But you can run over 60 different types of servers with over 70 different protocols attached to them.
Jeez.
Yes, you can run CVS servers, DHCP, UPnP, DNS, DDNS, eDonkey, email.
Don't tell us all these. You're gonna give us misunderstood words.
CVS, exactly. CVS servers.
Yeah, CVS, so you can get medicine and stuff. But this app shows off the true, raw, indistinguishable, differentiating power of Android. There is nothing like this that can ever be or will ever be on anything iOS ever. Hear me now, believe me later.
No, why do you say that? Because it's too much freedom?
No, because they don't want you to. Period. If you want to run a server, go get a $3,000 trash can and run it on that.
Mm. That's what they call it, the Mac Pro.
I know
a lot of audio professionals. That's what they call it. Seriously, like they of course call it the trash can.
That's what it looks like.
Even laugh. Not like they laugh when they say it either.
Right. I'll bring one more. Sucks. Last.
I'm sure that's one of the things that have Jobs rolling in his grave, I think. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. I'm looking for the exact name of the map. Okay, the name of the app now, it's went through a couple iterations. It's now called Path Talk, PathTalk. Okay, I'm asking two more apps. This one is a fantastic app for the introvert in all of us who does not want to have to call up a local store and ask them a question. With this app, you can basically text message a third party for free that will then communicate with the ending store to ask them a question. Is your fried chicken fresh? Do you have blueberry chapstick? How much is the Avengers movie on Blu-ray? You know, this will handle all kinds of physical, real world requests with very little issue and unbelievably fast turnaround time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I should have asked if Best Buy had these TVs today I was looking for.
Well, okay. Then I'm going to bring two more apps. Okay.
Come on, dude.
Quit running along. I'm being quick. Stop talking. The next one is Lucy Phone. Lucy Phone is the best phone edition in the world because if you call up someplace, they put you on hold for any length of time, hang up. Call via Lucy Phone. When they put you on hold, you basically hit #, and you hang up. When the other person on the other side finally picks up from the hold, they're greeted with Lucy saying, if you are the customer support representative, you are ready to talk to the customer, press 1. They press 1, your phone rings. You've saved a lot of time.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is basically a brand new app. I just found it today, but this, I believe, is going to go down in the annals of you're going to need app kind of history. Steve, this meets your need exactly, okay? It's called Google Express by Google Inc. themselves. Using physical real world places around you, you can use this app, buy items, and have them directly shipped to you the exact same day.
Wow.
Yeah, no hidden cost, no markups, no nothing. Same price you find in the store.
No.
No hidden cost, no markup. Same price you find in store.
No.
No hidden cost, no markup, same price you pay in store.
How they do that?
I don't care. It's Google. They can afford it.
They will deliver it.
They will deliver it to your house same day.
No delivery charge. No markups.
No markup.
What's up with that? I don't get it.
3-month trial offer expires March 31st, 2015. Somehow, I already had this installed.
So there's a membership fee with it then.
That's the one with two asterisks next to it at the bottom of the description.
Right. So you have to pay like a monthly fee, and this is to me like Amazon Prime, where if you use
Did you know about the monthly fee?
I was waiting. Come on now. Gotta let it build up.
You didn't know.
No, yes, I did. It says right there in double asterisks and in the screenshot itself. In the second screenshot.
Why didn't you say that when you were touting about the freeness?
Because you don't pay anything extra for any item, just like Amazon Prime. To me, this is Amazon Prime for the real world.
Yeah, but why is it $34 a month?
Is it that much?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea how much it is a month.
Don't do that, Eric.
I don't know how much it is a month. Do you?
No, I don't.
It doesn't say. Okay.
I don't know
it
either.
It doesn't say.
Why would they say?
How much does it cost?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've got it installed somehow, and I don't know how much it costs.
Google.com/shopping/express. Put in your zip code. See if you're eligible. I do that. Yes, I'm there. Oh, we don't deliver to your area.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be able to. That's probably why it's installed and I've never seen it on my phone, because it's it's going to be a while before I get that service here, I think. Unless I want corn.
All right.
I don't know. Looking
I'm curious
here,
how much it costs.
Yeah, looking here at the website, it isn't painfully obvious where to go to get fees.
Okay.
Oh, membership. $10 a month or $95 a year.
Okay.
Cheaper than Amazon Prime.
Yes. Yeah. And wait.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's $99 a year for Prime?
Yes. Now it is.
Okay.
So if you're that real physical world kind of store person like Steve, and you need something, you don't want to have to go to store to store to store to store to see if you can find something, just use Google Express and they... And you'll recoup your gas money alone in two purchases.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. I would feel so cool if that Google car just pulled up in front of my house carrying Google Express bags that look like that up to my house. I'd be like, like calling all my neighbors, hey, watch out your door, watch out your door, check this out. What? You got a Google car delivering your stuff? Yeah, it's delivering.
You know what I would buy? You know the reason I would do this for groceries. I would do this for groceries. I hate people in grocery shopping. And it's to my detriment, because when I don't have anything in my fridge, I order Domino's. So if I used this, I think it would help me lose weight. And I wouldn't feel like I'm wasting my days going through the aisles of a grocery store.
You didn't bring the Domino's app either.
No. It's a great app. That's one of the best apps I've ever used.
I'll say, again, that's limited by your location. If you're in the right place, you can get places like Peapod that aren't crazy expensive, but you're going to supermarkets like Giant, which are already more expensive than your other supermarkets. So you can get stuff delivered to your house, but, you know, it's that buffer of, are you in the right area?
I know, I've tried, not since I moved to Clearwater, but when I was in Brandon, yeah, I couldn't get anything. In fact, I tried an organic fruit place, and they brought the lamest, most shriveled up fruits I've ever experienced.
Oh. Anyway.
I know, man. I was so psyched about it. All right, let's end off this show.
The chat room's filling me up full of more that I it seems obvious that we haven't.
You mean like IFTTT, SwiftKey, Package Buddy, Cam Scanner, and more?
What was one more, too? And one more.
ES File Explorer, Tasker, IFTTT, we already had that one. Yep. Slacker Radio, Textra, Timely, TuneIn Radio, LibriVox, Overdrive Media Console.
Sweet.
Do you guys see anything else in there?
That's good. Cam Scanner, I'll vouch for. I just use it today again. I use it.
Package Buddy. Package Buddy, I say pay for it. It's worth the money.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do another Essential show pretty soon. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of stuff. Rhino says for me to make my own pizza.
Yeah,
that's easy to say coming from somebody who makes his own pizza.
Kind of thrown together at the last minute.
Yeah.
If we put some thought into it, man.
This is not by any means all of the apps. So, hope you guys enjoyed that. If you missed the beginning of the show, which is very rare in a podcast, people usually miss. How could you miss the beginning? But if you did, if you do want to help me out with this Amazon trouble I've gotten into, not trouble, Amazon situation I got into where I accidentally deleted a friend's inventory item and got rid of all of her reviews, please help me out. Go to podnuts.com/helpsteve. And if you just buy one jar of this stuff and review it, so we'll get our reviews back and all will be well. All right. Thank you guys for listening. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Check us out for the other shows we do during the week. We're on Wednesday and Friday, and they should be pretty darn good. Talk to you later.